请弟兄姊妹翻开《列王记下》第四章。
May we turn to 2 Kings chapter 4?
列王记下第四章。
2 Kings chapter 4.
第一节，有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说，你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的，现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。
A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha saying, Your servant my husband is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves.
以利沙问他说，我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我你家里有什么？他说，婢女家中除了一瓶油之外没有什么。
So Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me what do you have in the house? And she said, Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.
以利沙说，你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。
Then he said, Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few.
回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了，放在一边。
And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, and pour into all those vessels and set aside the full ones.
于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油。
So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out.
器皿都满了，他对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来。儿子说，再没有器皿了，油就止住了。
Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, Bring me another vessel. And he said to her, There is not another vessel. So the oil ceased.
妇人去告诉神人，神人说，你去卖油还债，所剩的，你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest.
上一次我们提到斧头的事情。
Last time, we spoke of
axes. 我们说不可以借斧头。
We spoke of not borrowing others.
但这里告诉我们要借器皿，空器皿。
But here we are told to borrow empty vessels.
好，我们再来看新约的以弗所书第五章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
我们从第十五节开始看起。
Starting from verse 15.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
今天我要交通的主要就是被圣灵充满。
Today I would like to talk about what it is to be filled with the Spirit.
什么叫做被圣灵充满？
What is it to be filled with the Spirit?
就是让圣灵在我们身上有绝对的主权。
To allow the Spirit to have complete control over you.
也就是说，我们这个人受圣灵的管制和约束。
And that we are controlled and constrained by the Spirit.
我们是受圣灵的引导。
And that we are guided and led by the Spirit.
这是一件非常重要的事。
This is a very important thing.
那另外这边也提到，他说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
It also mentions here to not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation.
什么叫做酒呢？
What is wine?
在圣经里面特别提到，世界的快乐就是酒。
The Bible mentions that the worldly pleasures is wine.
也就是最终之乐。
And
sin of pleasure. Sin of.
It's a sin of pleasure.
因为在圣经里面提到，从世界来的有肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
Because what comes from the world is the
lust
of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这些活在世界和肉体中就带来死亡。
Those that live in the flesh and in the world, brings death.
所以这里有一个对比。
So here is a contrast.
一方面，他讲到我们要被圣灵充满。
On one hand, it tells us to be filled with the Spirit.
一方面呢，不要被世界和肉体充满。
And it tells us not to be filled with the world and of the flesh.
因为圣灵是智慧的灵。
Because the Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom.
这里讲到，我们如果被圣灵充满的话呢，我们就能够当智慧人，我们就能够行事谨慎。
It tells us here that if we are filled with the Spirit, we become wise and we redeem our time.
谨慎行事 walk in.
Oh, that we walk in
carefully.
We walk carefully.
而且呢，我们就能够爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
And that we redeem our time because the days are evil.
圣灵不仅仅是智慧的灵，圣灵也是启示的灵。
The Spirit is not just the Spirit of wisdom, but it is the Spirit of revelation.
一个启示灵能够教导我们明白主的旨意。
The Spirit of revelation instructs us as to what the will of God is.
那什么是谨慎行事呢？
So what is it to walk carefully?
你知道我们就要看到以弗所书第四章就告诉我们了。
It tells us in Ephesians chapter 4.
你知道以弗所书第四章第一节特别告诉我们，我们的行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, it says, I beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
也就是怎么样呢？凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐。合为的心
with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
所以一个被圣灵充满的人呢，他活出来就像基督。
So to be filled with the Spirit, you live like Christ.
那怎么样能够活出这样一个生活？
So how can you live such a life?
保罗在这里劝勉这些信徒。
Paul
beseeches
the disciples.
保罗在写以弗所书信的时候，他是在罗马的监狱里面。
When Paul wrote the book of Ephesians, he was a prisoner of Rome.
但是保罗不认为他自己是罗马的囚犯。
But he does not consider himself a prisoner of Rome.
他说他是为主被囚，他是主的囚犯。
He claims that he is a prisoner of the Lord.
因为他爱主，他愿意做主的奴仆。
Because he loves the Lord, he is willing to be the slave of the Lord.
因着他是这样的人，所以他能够劝别人这样去做。
And because he is such a person, he can persuade others to do the same.
所以他能够这样活出来，是因为他有爱。
So because he can live out this lifestyle, it's because he has love.
所以你就看见一个被圣灵充满的人呢，他是活在爱里面的人。
So a person that lives in the Spirit is filled with love.
所以你看见接着就到以弗所书第五章第一、第二节就讲到怎么样在爱中行事。
So in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 and 2, it teaches us how to live in love.
Walk in love.
Oh, to walk in love.
他说所以你们该效法神。好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。
Therefore, be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma.
所以被圣灵充满，就是被爱充满。
So to be filled with the Spirit is to be filled with love.
所以行在圣灵中，也就是行在爱中。
So to walk in the Spirit is also to walk in love.
神不仅爱我们。
God not only loves us.
神就是爱。
He is love.
而且神的爱住在我们里面。
And His love lives within us.
怎么样让这个爱能够活出来呢？
How can we let this love, live out?
这里告诉我们，基督是我们的榜样。
It tells us that Christ is our example.
因为他把自己舍了。
Because he gave himself up.
所以我们如果要把这个爱能够活出来，我们要把自己舍了。
So in order to live out this love, we must give up ourselves.
但是不仅如此，他接着讲到，一个活在爱中的人呢，也是活在光中。
But it also tells us that to live in love, you must live in light.
因为爱如果不在光中呢，是一个盲目的爱。
Because love that is not lived in light is a blind love.
一个盲目的爱呢，不能帮助人，反而可能伤害了人。
And this blind love, does not help anyone, but it hurts people.
所以你看见到了第五章第八节，他说：“从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。”行事为人就当像光明的子女。
So it says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8, For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
这就是行在光中。
This is what it is to live in light.
然后接下来他说，光明就会结出果子来，就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
而且呢，他说他就能够查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Proving what is acceptable to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹被圣灵充满，这是一件非常重要的事情。
So brothers and sisters, being filled with the Spirit is a very important thing.
能够使我们行在灵中。
It helps us walk in the Spirit.
能够行我们使我们行在爱中。
And to walk in love.
使我们行在光中。
And to walk in the light.
使我们能够爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
It helps us to walk,
to
redeem our time because the days are evil.
你知道，仇敌要想尽各样的办法，使我们行在肉体中，行在世界里面。
The enemy, finds any possible way for us to walk in our flesh and in the world.
所以我们要抓住每一个机会。操练我们行在爱中，行在光中。
So we need to grab any chance we get to walk in the light and to walk in love.
一个要过得胜生活的人。
One that wants to become an overcomer.
一个想要活出圣洁的生活来。
One that wants to have a holy life.
你不仅仅消极的，你要对付罪。
You not only need to deal with your sin.
更重要的，你积极方面呢，要被圣灵充满。
But you must always be filled with the Spirit.
就好像一个船在海中行走的时候。
Like a boat that is in the ocean.
你知道，有的时候碰到礁石，它就停住了。
Oftentimes it hits a reef and it stops.
怎么样让船走，继续行进
？How do you help the boat to continue?
当然，如果你们把这些礁石都挖走，你就可以继续前进。
If we remove all the reef, then the boat can continue.
但是更好的就是等到潮水来的时候呢，水涨起来以后，船就可以行走。
But it is even better when the tide is raised for the boat to move forward.
所以要过圣洁的生活，过得胜的生活，最重要的是要让圣灵充满。
So in order to live a life, a holy life, and the life of an overcomer, it is very important to be filled with the Spirit.
但在圣经里面提到被圣灵充满，在原文呢，它有三个不同的字。
But in the Bible, there are three different ways to express being filled with the Spirit.
但是我们中文呢，都用一个字，就是被圣灵充满。
But in the Chinese translation, it is only expressed in one word, which is to be filled with the Spirit.
第一个意思呢，它就是被圣灵充满。
The first meaning is to be filled with the Spirit.
你在使徒行传可以看到很多地方记载。In Acts.
In Acts, you can see an example of what it is to be filled with the Spirit.
像五旬节的时候，他们120个门徒都被圣灵充满。Pentecost.
During the Pentecost, 124 of the apostles were filled with the Spirit.
那你就提到是被圣灵充满。
Here it speaks of them being filled with the Spirit.
然后之后你就发觉呢，在第四章第八节，彼得又被圣灵充满。
Later on, you see that in Acts chapter 4, verse 8, Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后你到了13章第9节，你看到保罗也被圣灵充满。
And in Acts 13:9, it speaks of Paul being filled with the Spirit.
这里提到的圣灵充满呢，是一时的圣灵的经验。
In these examples, being filled with the Spirit here is an experience. It's a
在特别的时候，特别的场合，你经历到圣灵的经验。
This comes at a special occasion or a special place that brings a special experience.
为的是呢，要经过特别的环境，胜过特别的环境。
This is done in order to overcome a difficult environment.
像彼得被圣灵充满，因为那时候有逼迫来。
Peter was filled with the Spirit because he was about to be persecuted.
保罗被圣灵充满，因为那个时候呢有邪灵的工作。
Paul was filled with the Spirit because the evil spirits were at work.
所以为着这特别的场合，特别的时候呢，你的圣灵就充满他们。
So because of these certain occasions different places, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
但在《使徒行传》第六章第五节讲到斯提凡的时候
，But in Acts chapter 6 verse 5 it speaks of Stephen.
他被圣灵充满，那是另外一个字，
they,
就是满有圣灵。
The words that express how Stephen was filled with Spirit is different. It's Stephen was full of Spirit.
所以你看，满有圣灵。它是指着一种持续的被充满的状态。
So you see here that being full of the Spirit is something that is continuous.
对。那这里以弗所书第五章十八节所讲的呢，要被圣灵充满，这是另外一个字，也是跟满有圣灵有关系。
So when it speaks of being filled with the Spirit in Ephesians chapter 5, this also means to be full of the Spirit.
所以这里告诉我们，我们要常常的被圣灵充满。
So it tells us here that we must always be filled with the Spirit.
因为这是非常重要的。
Because it's very important.
但是问题是我们怎么样常常被圣灵充满？
But how can we constantly be full of the Spirit?
常被圣灵充满有什么条件？
What are
condition.
The conditions to be full of the Spirit.
这个就是要我们今天要从列王记下第四章我们来学功课。
And this is what we are here to learn in 2 Kings chapter 4.
在列王记下第四章，我们看见有一个贫穷的寡妇。
In 2 Kings chapter 4, we see that there is a poor widow.
她的环境非常的艰难。
Her environment is very difficult.
在这里我们看见有死亡。
Here we see death.
在这里我们也看见有债主要来。
We see that a creditor is coming.
我们也看见呢，他的儿子要成为奴仆。
And that her sons will become slaves.
这是什么样的一个光景？
What is, what type of situation is this?
谁是我们的债主？
Who is our creditor?
在罗马书八章十二节告诉我们，我们的肉体常常是我们的债主。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 12, it says that our debtors is our flesh.
所以如果我们活在肉体的里面，
So if we live within our flesh,
我们就落在一个属灵的贫穷的光景里面。
We live in a very poor spiritual situation.
在这里你看见肉体是我们的债主。
We see here that our flesh is our creditor.
肉体让我们犯罪，做罪的奴仆。
Our flesh encourages us to sin, which makes us a slave to sin.
罪的工价就是死。
And the price of sin is death.
所以这里这个寡妇的光景呢，就说到我们如果落在肉体里面那种可怜的光景。
So to be a widow here is,
我们落在一个肉体的光景里面。
Is us falling into our flesh.
我们犯罪，我们死亡，我们做奴仆。
We have sin, we have death, and we are slaves.
我们没有活在常常被圣灵充满的光景里面。
And we are not living in a life that is full of the Spirit.
那现在寡妇唯一的盼望就是去找以利沙。
So the widow's only hope is to find Elisha.
可是你如果注意，以利沙的回答非常的特别。
But if you see here, Elisha's answer is very special.
他说：“你告诉我，你家里面有什么？”
He asks her, "Tell me, what do you have in the house?"
如果这个寡妇家里面还有东西，她不会来找以利沙的。
If the widow had things in her house, she would not come to Elisha.
但是他来到以利沙面前呢，以利沙反而说：“你看看你家里面还有什么。”
But when she comes to Elisha, he asks her what she has in her house.
结果他说：“我们家里面什么也没有，只有一瓶油。”
She answers, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil."
对他来说，这一瓶油算不了什么。
To the widow, this jar of oil doesn't mean much.
否则的话，他不会来到以利沙的面前。
Otherwise, she will not come before Elisha.
你知道，很多时候我们就像这个寡妇。
Many times we are like this widow.
我们来到一个不可能的光景。
We come to an impossible environment.
我们可能失败，我们也软弱。
We have failed and we are weak.
我们寻求外面的帮助。
And we seek outside help.
我们来到我们的以利沙面前，就是基督面前。
And we come before our Elisha, which is God.
我们盼望从外面得到帮助。
And we hope that we can find outside help.
但主总是叫我们在我们里面找答案。
But God tells us to look within ourselves.
因为我们的供应是在我们里面。
Because our support comes from within.
我们里面有一瓶油。
Inside us, we have a jar of oil.
也就是圣灵所代表的。
Which is represented by the Spirit.
那很多时候我们都知道，我们有圣灵住在我们里面。
Oftentimes, we know that we have the Spirit within us.
我们也知道这个圣灵不会离开我们。
And we know that the Spirit will never leave us.
但是很少的时候，我们是常常被圣灵充满。
But very few times are we actually filled with the Spirit.
我们很缺少这样的经历。
We lack this experience.
如果我们认识我们有宝贝在我们的里面。
If we understand that what kind of treasure we have within us.
这个宝贝能够供应我们一切的需要。
This treasure can support our every need.
能够把不可能的这个光景。
It could take impossible situations.
变成神的荣耀。
To turn into glory for the Lord.
问题在哪里？就是我们缺少空的器皿。
So what is the problem? The problem is that we lack empty vessels.
结果我们就看见这个妇人他就照着以利沙的话去做了。
So we see that this widow follows Elisha's instructions immediately.
向邻舍借了很多的空器皿。
They go to borrow empty vessels from all of their neighbors.
后来关上门，他就倒油。
And they shut the door and started to pour the oil.
所以在这里给我们看见有三个很重要的属灵的原则。帮助我们怎么样被圣灵充满。
So we see here that there are three very important spiritual principles that teach us how to be full of the Spirit.
第一个就是讲到顺从。
One is to obey.
你知道以利沙的回答非常的特别，但是呢，妇人就照着他的话去行了。
Elisha's solution for this widow was very different.Yet she followed his instructions immediately.
所以顺从顺服是第一个重要的关键。
So to obey is the first important point.
在使徒行传第五章三十二节告诉我们。
In Acts chapter 5 verse 32 it tells us.
他说神赐给顺从之人的圣灵。
It says that God has given to those who obey Him.
所以顺从是我们得圣灵一个非常重要的关键。
So to obey is a very important part of how to receive the Spirit.
在希伯来书第五章第八节告诉我们。
In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8 it says.
他说我们的主虽然是儿子，还要因苦难来学习顺从。
Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
所以你看约翰福音三章那边特别记到三章三十节讲到神赐他圣灵是没有限量。
In John chapter 3 verse 34 it says, For he whom God has sent speaks the word of God. For God does not give the Spirit by measure.
所以神赐圣灵给他没有限量。
So there is no measure of which God gives the Spirit.
而且希伯来书第一章第九节也告诉我们。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9 it tells us.
神用喜乐油膏他，就膏我们的主，膏他胜过膏他的同伴。
That God has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions.
你看我们的主是儿子，他还要因苦难学顺从。
We see that although Jesus was a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
所以神赐给他圣灵是没有限量。
So that there is no measure of how much of the Spirit God gives him.
所以我们第一个重要的条件就是我们要顺服神，他就赐给我们圣灵的经历。
So the first condition is that we must obey so that God can give us experience of being filled with the Spirit.
第二个条件就是要去借空器皿。
The second condition is that we must go and borrow empty vessels.
向邻舍借。
And we must go and borrow them from our neighbors.
谁是我们的邻舍？
Who are our neighbors?
我们来到教会，弟兄姊妹都是我们的邻舍。
Those in our congregation, the brothers and sisters here, these are our neighbors.
我们在家里面，我们的父母、儿女都是我们的邻舍。
In our homes, our parents and our brothers and sisters or siblings, these are our neighbors.
我们在工作场所，我们的同事、老板都是我们的邻舍。
In our workplace, our bosses, our coworkers, these are our neighbors.
问题是怎么样向他们借空器皿？
But the problem is, how is it that we can borrow empty vessels from them?
当我来到一个聚会当中。
When I come to a congregation,
我信主已经好几十年了。
I have been a believer for many years.
我也听到很多的讲台的信息。
And I have heard many messages.
我也读了很多的圣经。
And I have read much of the Bible.
那不知不觉，我们就觉得我们大概懂了一些东西。
So eventually we feel like we understand some things.
但当我们来到聚会当中的时候
，When we come into our congregation.
可能我们碰到一个弟兄。
Perhaps we meet a brother.
他可能圣经的知识没有那么多。
And he may not have as much biblical knowledge as we do.
但当你跟他谈话的时候。
But when you talk to him.
你发觉他认识神。
You discover that he knows God.
他认识神是面对面的认识。
And his knowledge of God is a face-to-face knowledge.
我们认识神是认识关于神的事情。
And we only have the knowledge of knowing God or
know about God.
To know about God.
但他认识神的自己。
But he knows God himself.
不在乎我们有多少的知识。
Despite the knowledge that we have.
在乎你活出了多少。
It is how we live out this knowledge.
你碰到这个弟兄，你就被倒空了。
And when you meet this brother, you empty yourself.
把你原来那个自满 self-satisfactory 就倒空了。
And you empty your self-satisfaction.
所以你看，你借到了一个空器皿。
So here you see you have borrowed an empty vessel.
把你原来那个自满给倒空了。
You've taken out your self-satisfaction.
我们也许碰到一个姊妹在那里做见证。
Perhaps we hear a sister sharing a testimony.
你发觉她在那里受苦。
We come to realize that she has been suffering.
她是在为主受苦。
And that she is suffering because of the Lord.
我们受苦常常抱怨。
Oftentimes we suffer and we are and we complain.
但是你看，这个姊妹在受苦的时候，她默默无声。
But while this sister is suffering, she is silent.
她虽然受苦，她还是这么爱主。
And although she is suffering, she still loves the Lord greatly.
子，再次把我们倒空。
This once again empties us.
我们又就借到了一个空心。
And we have been able to borrow yet another empty vessel.
有的时候我们来到祷告的聚会。
Sometimes we come to our prayer meetings.
我们看见弟兄姊妹的祷告。
We see that the prayers of the brothers and sisters there.
满了圣灵的膏油。
Are filled with the anointing of the Spirit.
能够摸到坐宝座神的心意。
And can touch the will of the one that sits on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们祷告用了很多漂亮的话。
Perhaps we use many beautiful words in our prayers.
但你知道这个姊妹或者这个弟兄，他实在是认识神。
But we know that this brother or sister that is praying, that they truly know who God is.
从他们身上我们再次倒空自己。
And from them, we learn how to empty ourselves again.
有时候我们来到一个读经的聚会。
Sometimes we come to Bible study.
你知道我们听到弟兄姊妹的交通。
And we hear, the sharing of brothers and sisters at Bible study.
他们的交通有亮光，有启示。
And what they share has light and revelation.
这次再把我们里面的东西倒空出来。
This once again helps us to empty ourselves.
所以你看见，这就是跟邻舍借空气。
So this is what it's like to borrow empty vessels from your neighbors.
我们在家里面也同样有这些情形。
We have the same situation in our homes.
在工作场所也是如此。
And it is also the same in our workplace.
只要我们存着一个谦卑的心。
As long as we have a humble heart.
我们能够把我们里面的自满给倒空出来。
We can take our self-satisfaction and empty it out.
把我们里面的自义倒出来。
And we take our self-righteousness and we empty it out.
你知道很多时候我们来到聚会当中。
Many times we come to our congregation.
有的时候我们听见有人在论断我们或者批评我们。
Sometimes we hear that we are either being judged or being criticized by others.
也许这是人家的误会。
Perhaps you are being misunderstood.
但是我们不一定要急着去跟人家辩论或者解释。
But we must not be in a rush to explain ourselves.
因为很多时候神是给我们这个机会来倒空我们。
Because oftentimes the Lord is giving us this chance to empty ourselves.
因为当我们觉得对的时候呢，我们有一种自义在我们里面。
Because when we think we are right, we have a sense of self-righteousness within us.
借这个机会，你借空气吗？
So use this chance to receive an empty vessel.
把自己倒空出来。
To empty yourself.
然后我们就可以关上门。
Then we can shut the door.
意思就是说，我们就来到了主的面前。
Meaning we come before the Lord.
我们承认向主说，我们实在算不了什么。
And that we admit that we are nothing.
我们把我们的自我给倒空了。
And that we take our self-centeredness and we empty ourselves.
把我们的自满给倒空。
And we take our self-satisfaction and we empty it.
把我们里面的苦毒给倒空。
And we take our bitterness and we empty that.
我们跟主说，我们真的是算不了什么。
And we tell the Lord that we really mean nothing.
主啊，如果你不充满我，我真的没有路可以走。
And that if God doesn't fill us, then we really have nowhere to go.
这个时候，主就要充满我们。
At this time, the Lord can fill us.
这时候我们可以来到主的面前祈求，他就答应我们。
At this time, we can ask of the Lord, and He will answer us.
你记得马太福音第七章十一节那边告诉我们。
In Matthew 7, verse 11, it says.
他说：“你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把更好的东西给你们吗？”
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
所以我们常常不会祈求，但是天父把最好的给我们。
So sometimes we don't ask things of the Lord, but He will give the best things to us.
你知道什么是最好的东西吗？
And what is the best thing?
所以路加福音十一章十三节里说到。
In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, it tells us.
同样的话，但是呢，它改成了圣灵。
It's the same verse, except the word is changed to Holy Spirit.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们的天父，岂不把圣灵给求他的人吗？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以你看见第一个我们要顺从。
So first we see that we must obey.
第二个人我们要自卑借空器皿。
Then we must humble ourselves and borrow empty vessels.
第三个这个时候我们求神就把圣灵来充满我们。
And thirdly, we must ask, and God will fill us with His Spirit.
所以过得胜的生活跟被圣灵充满很有关系。
So to live a life of an overcomer, being filled with the Spirit is very important.
我们要抓住神给我们的每一个机会来操练我们自己。
We must take every chance the Lord gives us to practice this.
好让我们能够活在圣灵的里面。
So that we may live in the Spirit.
受圣灵引导，受圣灵的引导。
And that we can be led by the Spirit.
受圣灵的管制跟约束。
And so that we can be constrained and controlled by the Spirit.
使我们能够活在爱里面。
So that we may live in love.
使我们能够活在光中。
So that we may live in light.
所以不要靠着自己努力去做，做不来的。
So do not work on your own will to try this.
因为这只是把我们带到那个肉体的光景里面。
Because this will only bring us into flesh.
我们需要倒空自己，谦卑地来到主的面前。
So we must empty ourselves and become humble and bring ourselves before the Lord.
这时候你祈求，主就不断地会充满你。
And here, if you ask, the Lord will continue to fill you with the Spirit.
这就是接下来在以弗所书第五章的后半段所讲的话。
And this is explained in the later half of Ephesians chapter 5.
你知道后面他怎么讲吗？他说我们就有诗章、颂词、灵歌，彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感歌颂神。换句话说，我们现在有歌可以唱，可以好好的来赞美神了。
So it says that speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, this allows us to sing praises and to worship before the Lord.
所以一个被圣灵充满的是一个赞美的人。
So one that is filled with the Spirit is a person of praise.
而且呢，接下来怎么样呢？就能够彼此顺服。
And it says that we can then be we can submit to each other.
这时候呢，做丈夫的就能够爱妻子。
Now husbands can love their wives.
这时候呢，妻子就能够顺服自己的丈夫。
And wives can submit to their husbands.
这时候做儿女的就能够在主里面听从父母。
And children can obey their parents.
这是做仆人的就怎么知道侍奉主的。
And the servant will be able to understand how to serve his master.
就带进了以弗所书第六章，在属灵的征战里面，我们能够胜过仇敌。
So that we can overcome our enemy with the Spirit.
你记得在十个童女的比喻里面。
Do you remember when Jesus mentioned the 10 virgins?
有五个聪明的，五个愚拙的。
There were 10 wise virgins and 10 foolish.
五个聪明的，五个愚拙的。
Oh, there are, I mean, 5 wise virgins and 5 foolish ones.
他们的差别在哪里？
What is their difference?
就是一个器皿有油，一个没有。
5 of them had oil in their lamps and 5 did not.
有油的器皿，到时候他要进到国度里面。
Those that had oil in their lamps.Were able to enter the kingdom of God.
要从主那里得赏赐的。
And they were able to receive blessings from the Lord.
没有油在器皿里面的，他就要被关在门外，哀哭切切齿。
Those that were that did not have oil were locked out of the kingdom, and were gnashing their teeth, weeping and gnashing their teeth.
那什么是在？器里面有预备油呢
So what is it to have oil in your lamp?
就是被圣灵充满的。
It is to be filled with the Spirit.
还不是偶尔被充满，要不断的被充满。
And it's not just to have the Spirit fill you once in a while. You must always be filled with the Spirit.
所以后来，以利沙这个就告诉妇人说：“啊，你把这个油拿去还债，然后可以度靠着度日子。”
So then Elijah tells the widow to use this oil to pay their debt, and that.Her and her sons could live on the rest of it.
所以被圣灵充满了，我们就不欠肉体的债了。
So to be filled with the Spirit, we no longer owe debt to our flesh.
我们的一生都可以靠着圣灵的充满了，好好的活在圣灵面前。
Our entire being can be
活在神面前。
Can live before the Lord.
愿神祝福我们每一位。
May the Lord bless all of us.
让我们都能够学好这个宝贵的功课。
So that we can all learn this precious lesson.
好，我们低头也祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们实在感谢你，把你自己的话摆在我们的面前。主，我们何等的愿意，常常做一个被圣灵充满的人，好让我们。能够活出主你自己的样式，能够行走在爱中，行走在光中，来见证主你自己的荣美。主，我们谢谢你，你把这些话赐给我们，不是突然的，愿你的话不突然返回，一定要做成主你自己的旨意。愿这些话真的坐在我们每一个人的里面，好让我们能够谦卑在你的面前。主，我们愿意束缚你，主，我们也愿意降卑自己，能够从各地方来借空器皿，好让我们真是倒空了自己，来到你的面前。主，我们向你承认，主，我们真是算不了什么。主，我们所有里面的苦毒，所有的自满、自义、自我做中心的，主都被倒空出来。主，好让你把那个更宝贵的，就是圣灵来充满我们。好，我们活在世上。做儿女的像儿女，做父母的像父母，做丈夫的像丈夫，做妻子的像妻子，我们能够胜过属灵的仇敌。好，那一天主你回来的时候，我们能够欢欢喜喜的来见你，毫无任何羞愧，能够进入你的国度，得你荣耀的赏赐。主，我们感谢你，谢谢你在这末后的时代，在这纷乱的时代，你仍然顾念我们，把你自己的话宝贵的陈列在我们的面前。主，我们愿意谦卑在你面前再一次说，主，我们真的算不了什么，离了你我们真的不能做什么，我们只有单单的来仰望你。愿是你这位使我们信心创始成终的主，你的话告诉我们，我们离了你我们不能做什么，但你也告诉我们，靠着你进到神面前的，你要拯救到底，因为你是长远活着为我们代求。我们感谢你，把一切荣耀赞美都归给你。谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。